Thank you, Peter. Next, we have news of the city itself, with a fire in the city centre and a fire alarm at the Forum, which caused the BBC to go off air. Then happier news, with reports of a music shop which is thriving, and what must be welcome news of a shop in Sproulston Road, which has been empty for 2 years, is now reopening as a co-op store.
A father of four had described the dramatic moment he went into a burning city centre house to rescue a man still inside. The offshore worker said he ran into the property on Bethel Street after hearing somebody had not made it out. Despite smoke billowing from the windows of the three-storey house, he went inside and found a man on the first floor in shock. The 41-year-old, who did not wish to be named, said the man had burnt hair and appeared to be confused, but he managed to lead him out of the property as emergency services arrived shortly before 5 p.m.
BBC Look East was forced off the air after the Forum in Norwich, where it is filmed, had to be evacuated when the fire alarm started. Visitors and staff were escorted out at 6:40 p.m. and the broadcast cut to the BBC 24 service, which was airing Sports Day. Forum staff returned to the building at 6:50, but the BBC Look East broadcast didn't return, as the One Show followed at 7 p.m. The fire alarm was caused by a faulty fire sensor that had tripped the system. Viewers took to Twitter in confusion. One viewer said, as Delia once said, "Where are you?" BBC News on BBC News 24 on BBC One instead of Look East. BBC Look East eventually took to Twitter to say, "Sorry about the short Look East tonight. We had to evacuate our building due to a fire alarm. We'll be back at 8 p.m. on BBC One East."
The music business isn't always very rock and roll, but a family-owned instrument shop in Norwich is still hitting the right notes after more than 50 years. Many retailers are experiencing tough conditions, and Matthew Morrison, the managing director of Cook's Band Instruments, said the music trade has not escaped. He's the fifth generation of the Cook family to run a music shop in St Benedict Street, where they have a continuous trading presence since his great-great-grandfather Arthur Cook opened a shop specialising in selling pianos in 1887. But Mr Morrison says the modern music scene is making life harder for instrument sellers. There's a government agenda at the moment which is not very pro-music, so children are not given the opportunities with instruments they were given 10 years ago. "It's a real shame there is a lack of fresh musicians coming through," he said. Mr Morrison said the shop has received sales boosts from the popularity of Suffolk guitarist Ed Sheeran and the ukulele craze, with the shop hosting a prominent display of the small stringed instruments. The shop was opened in 1964 by Matthew's father, Brian Morrison, who learnt his trade working for music publishers Boosey and Hawkes in London. He said there are plenty of local bands and venues for them all to play in. It's quite a lively scene.
A former Norwich lighting shop, which has been vacant for more than 2 years, is to reopen as a supermarket. The co-op said it had invested £660,000 in the new 2,900-square-foot convenience store on Sproulston Road, which was previously home to Rush Lighting. The supermarket said it will create up to 15 new jobs. The site, near to the Gertrude Road junction, has been vacant ever since the lighting company relocated in February 2015. The original supermarket plans, which were also included in the erection of two flats, were first submitted to Norwich City Council in 2013. While the two new flats are now occupied, the ground floor space has been vacant for more than 2 years.
It changed the face of radio and the music industry, and still holds fond memories for children of the 1960s who delighted in the broadcast style that was revolutionary for its time. Listeners and DJs made an emotional journey to the East Coast to mark the 50th anniversary of the closure of pirate radio and the lasting impact it's had on the airwaves. Frustrated by how the BBC wasn't moving with the times, unlicensed stations such as Radio Caroline and Radio London began illegally broadcasting on medium wave frequencies and from ships off the UK coast and disused seaports. They immediately struck a chord with listeners such as Tom Edwards, who at that time lived in Norwich and who worked as a blue coat at Pontins in Pakefield near Lowestoft. Mr. Edwards left the Radio Caroline ship 12 hours before the Marine Broadcasting Offences Act became law, saying, "If I'd stayed, I would have been arrested." But he said the public outrage was enormous. There were 22 million listeners jumping up and down. The government had to do something about it. And shortly afterwards, the BBC launched Radio 1 and Radio 2, which also celebrate their anniversaries this year.
For our last feature, Emily Kench of the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds talks about the knot, that's K-N-O-T, a seabird which apparently has something in common with King Canute. The feature is again read by Peter Walsh.